Now, in this street, this street had... This was the end of the artisans, because a man at the end worked at the boatyard. The man next to him was a chimney sweep. The next man worked in Cambridge Evening News, and he was... then he became a window cleaner. We had Titch next door, who was a porter, and Maisie was looked after a canteen somewhere. And beyond that, Mr. Hall worked in the post office, and he had a dog who saw him off to work every morning on his bicycle. We always heard the dog barking. We knew Mr. Hall was going to work. And I came in as a teacher. My husband was an ex-merchant navy man from doing Atlantic crossings during the war, and he's one of the survivors. The greatest loss in the last war of man in the military was in the crossings in the North Atlantic. Convoys backwards and forwards, and he was merchant service. And then he, for some reason, he went down, had to take a load of something down to the west coast of Africa, and he was torpedoed there. Got down to South Africa finally after X days in a boat, and brought back to England finally. But they'd worked their passage home, but it was a boat dishonest. None of them came off with any pay at all, only the clothes they stood up in. They said, you've had to pay for your food, you've had to pay for your accommodation, you've had to pay for this and that, and they came off with nothing. Anyway, he got medals for it, and he said, what, I didn't do anything for these. So, and then he joined the artist's craftsman. He was a potter too, and he made pottery, and he taught at the evening school potteries out in Bottisham. Somewhere else he got a job teaching pottery. Another village school. He did two evening classes, and I did my work at the school. I met him in a sculptor's studio in the Thames Valley, Eric Kennington. He was a war artist, and he did books about portraits of old generals and admirals and fleet air arm people. Very, very wonderful pastel portraits. It was quite unique then for anybody to do portraits in pastels, not oils or watercolours or ink. So that was him.